Does that mean we don't say Kesser?
We don't say Kesser and Kedusha by Mosef.
Oh.
The reason, first reason brought down not to wear tefillin by Mosef is because you're talking about the Kesser of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and, you know, it's not appropriate to talk about our own Kesar, which are tefillin. So therefore, we don't wear tefillin. But, right, those are Rashi doesn't say it, so I said, like, what's this, why don't we wear tefillin? And my Rosh says, well, you know, if I'm diving at home, I would keep my tefillin on. Right? Yeah. Now, it happens to be the Mishmur brings down such a person who did that. However, right, they bring another reason, which Mishmur doesn't bring down, but he maybe in a different place. He brings down that we try to make a distinction, because if we hold that Rosh Chodesh is a shtickel os, right, so you're making an os by taking off your tefillin for... You know, at least for most of when you're doing the korbanos.
Right, so why would you put it back on?
Yeah, you don't put
But no one puts it back on after.
No, but why would you put it on in the afternoon?
Exactly. I'm saying, many. I.
The Kava Chaim says it.
Okay.
So wait. So who told Gadai? Do you know?
Yeah, Krohn.
Rabbi Krohn.
So we came.
He also told me to make a bracha.
Bracha. Who did?
Rabbi Krohn.
On what?
I thought we didn't. So I asked you. I asked.
You put the
tefillin
on also?
No. A talus.
You put over your head?
No.
So.
If I put it on my head, then I should have made a bracha.
No, it's you're doing it strictly for kavod. It's not. So anyway, no. So we were talking here. You know, so I spoke to Gedalia about the tefillin. I spoke to Mishron about the tefillin. Right. So Dovi says that's the minig in Yerushalayim.
Can we rely on that?
Oh, no, we can rely on Dovi. That's a minig in Yerushalayim.
Okay. That's the gra.
No. I don't know if it's the gra, but yeah. It's a minig in Yerushalayim that people put on the tefillin. They said usually the brisim are disconnected from the davening. Right? And it could be an hour later, it could be 2 hours later, and a different place. And he says the Baal Avi HaBen puts on tefillin at that time. So it's possible where he got it from, because I don't know that's the minig in America to do that. I don't know that, you know, like I said, the Mishnah Berurah says to not take it off if you're wearing it, because it's an os, but I don't know anybody who says you're supposed to put it back on. And there's been enough, even though they haven't had the brisim, right, the late afternoon brisim are not that common, but they're definitely brisim where they dive in one place and they make the brisim in their house. COVID was all the time, right? I remember watching... watching who is it? The doctor Isaroff, right? Doctor Isaroff. Remember, he made a bris on Zoom. So I was watching. I know it's filling, going on over there, right? Okay.
Did he do was it Matitza?
Yeah, he did Matitza. Yeah, he switched to that now.
That's good because Gadai was talked about. Were you there for
him? Yeah.
Oh, he used to do what the tube thing.
He used to do the tube, but he's now.
Yeah. I guess COVID's over.
Yeah. No, he's been doing the tube long before COVID, but he's now trying to attract a certain crowd, and so therefore I think his fallback is to do Matitza Bepeh, and not the tube. Okay.
Gedai said that he's heard in the shame there, Rosh Yeshiva, in selecting a moil, you should find a moil who's done a lot, whoever's done the most brisim.
Okay. That explains why, who does the brisim in Yeshiva Gedola.
Who's that?
Either Fisher or Matla Cohen, each who has 10,000 or more person to their credit. I don't know if the Rosh Yeshiva means that you have to, the difference between 12,000 and 13,000, but
right. No, just really you've seen everything.
Yeah. There's no question that's a.
He talks about some specific here, Koros Habris.
Okay.
You have seen that one?
Yeah, I'm
probably there.
Okay. We'll go check it out. Loren's doing his homework on the. I'm wearing the tefillin out of bris.
Oh, yeah.
So far, all he's got is a stack exchange.
No.
I asked him. I asked him that also. I got a long schmooze with Gedal.
Oh, yeah.
He said there are a lot of reasons, but Yehuda, the fourth son, fourth child.
Oh, he said that too, or you said that?
I said Apam was Hashem, and the fourth son. He goes, there's definitely factored in. I said it's a nice simple name. Right. Doesn't give anybody any trouble. Okay, we are on page 176. Okay, Halacha Ches. Now, Right, remember we talked about yesterday, how do we view Birchas HaMazon? On the one hand, it's a Doraisa, like Shema. On the other hand, it's Tefillos, right? Maybe like Shemona Esrei. So again, we generally tend to have it follow the rules of Shemona Esrei for a lot of things. So that's what he says, to be Shom Neha Yirom Neha Kavod. So there those say as din of tefillah, right? Now again, we said, well, let's see what he says here. Right, so he says in Lamish Adino Kitfila Shein Shalom Meshivin Klal. Right, Shemona Esrei, you don't say hello to anybody. Right, Berachas Kriyashma, we had a whole discussion. You're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to somebody. Right, during Kriyashma, you're allowed to respond back. Right, Me'akov, Me'ayira. But Shemona Esrei, there's no heter at all to go talk. Right, not to say hello to anybody. And therefore, he says the same would be true for benching Shein Shalom Meshivin Klal. Right, meaning we have a rule that benching should be done in one place. Right, Shema. And it's not really true from Pasuk Rishon. Right, we said from Shinantam Levanecha, but Shema could be said Lecha B'derach as you're walking. Right, Shema Esrei cannot be said while you're walking around. Right, but Shema could be, and benching also should be said in one place. And therefore, as we said, right, from that part of Shema, till then should be done stationary. Okay, so that I think most people know talking during benching. Now, he says, we don't really care how you ate your meal, right? Whether you were walking around your house, or you were standing, or you were reclining. When it comes time to bench, you have to sit down. That better kavana. Right, and you should not be reclining. That's derech gaiva, right? You know, imagine watching someone benching on a recliner. Right, they put it back, they put the feet up, right? They're sitting there benching. Right, that looks shtickle gaiva. Right, you sit down properly and bench. Nearly right, all those who are listening should also be sitting properly. But as we keep on saying, look, he said the words. We don't have anything that is so outlandish. You're not going to be yotze.
When they recline, when they ate, what did they do?
So from here, it sounds like they probably sat up the bench. Okay, so lamed al peshosh mevarach. So when you are benching, you should be sitting. Now we're going to see a lot about that also, right? That the fourth bracha we're going to equate to the first three. Whenever you have a drabbanon that's sort of attached to the daraisas, we don't want to be mezalz on the drabbanon. So even let's say it's a suffix whether you benched. So suffix on the first three bracha, suffix darais to the chumra. Suffix on the fourth bracha should be suffix drabban lahakel. But then that would just, if you just repeated the three brachos, right, it would just be a shtickel zilzel for the fourth bracha because you are going ahead and you're saying like, it's only drabban. You know, and Chazal understood very well. You know, I can't tell you how often I've heard this phrase, right, when Sukkot comes out on a Shabbos, which means the only Doraisa day that we have is on Shabbos and we don't shake. Every other day is Drabbanan. And people will say, it's only Drabbanan, so I don't have to spend so much money, I have to get it nice, right? Chazal did not want people saying that it's only Drabbanan and therefore I could treat it lightly. Okay, but Beso. So we said that a person, even if he was eating while he was walking in his house, we'll see later on about someone who's actually walking on the road about what he does with benching. So who would then call him a student to keep in the cool and yotzim berchas, since they're all listening to his benching? Right, they have to sit properly as if they are benching themselves. And he says, Mahalach. Hainu kishu mahalach beis of makom achilim. Bimkom machil. That's right. The place where he's eating is walking around and benching. Avol kishu halach l'makom achar beirach yish deas b'zeh. And like I'm saying, right? So even though we say over here that you made a bracha while you're walking, but let's say you left your house and started benching while you're walking. Remember, we said that benching has to be done by makoma. That's one of the reasons why it's not considered a shinui makom, because you got to come back to bench in your place. So we'll see if you started benching and walking in the street, or, right, does that count for benching? Okay. Now, we'll probably see this again later, but, you know, part of the rules of both Shema and Shema Esrei, you shouldn't be doing other things while you're benching. This is one of the big temptations, right? And I remember Rabbi Reisman speaks about this whenever he gives his little things that we can try to fix up in our, you know, in our Avodas Hashem. He says, you know, people are sitting at a table, and they're benching, and they're closing the soda bottles while they're benching. And people are collecting plates, and they're passing the plates around while they're benching, and they're doing all sorts of things while they're benching. And he says, "Your benching is supposed to be benching, not supposed to be cleaning up. You're not supposed to be doing other things, right?" So we'll see more about that later, right? It's always appropriate to, you know, to have your proper kavana when you're doing it, and not to engage in other activities. I mean, same is true. You know, a person makes out any long bracha, ashiyatzar. Right, to be able to stand in one place, you know, they have all these things that if you do ashiyatzar and have it look at a sitter, look at a card or whatever, and say it, you know, while you're looking at it, that's very should be as close for people because it's very hard to do. Right, people say it; they're in a rush, they're walking somewhere, right? Turning on lights, off lights, right? So, right, brachas, all things being equal, a person should really try to concentrate on the bracha and not be doing other things. Right. With the kid, with the...
The person was sitting with his old payphone,
right,
and watching him as he was dialing, he was saying, Asher Yotzer. Uh-huh. And so prompted him to
okay.
To do what?
He was watching someone on a payphone.
So what
as
they,
the person was dialing, yeah, saying Asher Yotzer.
So they instituted what?
That, you know, the famous poster that has...
Right.
That's given out for,
right,
for a dollar or whatever.
Okay, well, we'll give you all my extras.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, it's a colorful one.
So
you've never seen that before, Shmuel?
No, so what are you supposed to do?
Hold on. Have you ever seen that before?
No.
How old are you?
83.
Oh, that explains it.
I must have said, sorry, if I look this good at 83. No, so what's the shot?
No, so he started, so that people should focus on saying Asher Yotzer instead of, you know, turning off lights, instead of, you know, picking up stuff, instead of doing a million other things while you're saying the bracha. If you want that in big, I have one for you.
Being 83 and everything.
You also pull out your phone, it's the same thing.
Does it work as like a health insurance
benefit? I don't know if it works the same.
That's it. That is the...
Okay, let's go to...
The first avoda in Rav Kellerman's Musar Shir was saying, they had different, you know, avodas that you do, like just small things, was to stand still when it was at the Shayzah.
Okay, yeah, no, there's no question. That's why I said there's no question that a person who is doing it as a schutz for someone, if they're actually able to do that, right? We say the schools are not meant to be like, you know, here's a dollar and you know, have a nice day, and someone at the school put a red thread around your wrist or whatever, right? It has to be something that actually takes effort.
People do a shayzar as a segula for other people.
Yeah, that's a very common one.
That's nice.
It's a very common one because, you know, people who are sick usually have issues with bodily needs, and therefore they think this is a good thing to do. I think even Rabbi Herzl Vashem, they had that. They sent that out one time, you know, to do that. Okay, let's go to Yud. Yesh Omrim, Shigam Berachas Mein Shalosh Arach Lamiyush, right? So this is also important that a person should do Mein Shalosh, right? Alamichya. So he says, Lamne Ayim Beragrosh, Tala Din Zeb Mashim Bevor Lekayim Sif Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Gimel Rambam Shu Baal Deyazu Azul Shittas Hashem Ulefi Zeb Chamesh Mi Adag and Akapam Kuliyam Atzarach Lios Tzorach Leos Davka Bracha Achron Shalem Yeshiva. Right? So again, the Machlokas is, as we saw by Shino Mokum also, does it apply to all Peres Haaretz, meaning grapes and pomegranates, or is it only for Mizonos? Right? So again, the Gro held that it was Davka Chameshes Minei Dagon, and therefore the same rule would apply that you should be sitting down for your Al HaMichya. Yeah, it's very easy to say, Al-Michi, while you're walking, sure, you know, you just finished, so, you know, time to go to shul, you just finished your Danish, and you stay it on the road, right? Ideally, it should be said, sitting down before you hit the road. If you're traveling and you have to stop, right, that's not, that'll be cause more harm than good. So he says in Lamed Vav, "Alav im yeshev neishi yikshe be'enov ichor darko layuchol lechav en yafa." Right. So we said it's going to be his das won't be so miyushev if he's going to sit because he's going to be delayed. Ela mahalach mavarach, he can make the bracha while he's he can bench while he's walking. And kasev v'chayadim calls it darkish achilas hayeder chalich. You know, don't be a chazer on both ends. Like, I can sit down for my meal, but for benching, I gotta go. It's a rush, right? So he says, no, if you sat down for your meal, you better be benching sitting down. Right? Everything in this world, you know, you're gonna be tested upon your cheshbonos. You know, you can have a good cheshbon, right? But, you know, you better have a good cheshbon if you're going to do something that is, you know, this case here, okay, I got no time to stop for eating, but I have no time to stop for benching, but I have time to stop for eating, right? You got to be able to explain that. Why was your eating more important than your benching, right? So,
it's nice that it gives accommodation if you're Torah.
Well,
it's nice that it acknowledges that you're just so you're not going to be concentrating.
So there are things that, you know, a person just has to be aware of when he makes all sorts of cheshbonos for himself. Okay, Yid Beis. Also, the driving is being driven is probably, again, you have to have eaten in the car. Right, eating in the car, you can bench sitting down in the car. That would be you should have that. No, not the driver. I know drivers who have, you know, are diving Shmona Esrei while they're driving. You know, and I know, right?
Shema is a problem.
Now the poskim, they all talk about that. They say Shema. Even if you're going to say Shema v'lech l'vederach, do not be, you know, don't be
horse,
so pious.
It's okay, but you know, with the car,
long Shema.
Concentration.
Okay,
it's all right. Takes hold.
Okay, Yid Beis. Also, the varach will say b'malachto. Right, you're not allowed to bench, and you're taking care of your business. Right, and this is what we had mentioned before, that. We're going to see more about that stuff later on, right? Whether it's, you know, light activities, lesser activities. Are you allowed to tell someone, you know, are you allowed to wink at someone? Are you allowed to, you know, tell them 1 second in the middle of benching? Like, what are you allowed to do? And we'll see. It's going to be almost as strict as Shmoneh Esrei. Right, Shmoneh Esrei, you're also not supposed to be turning to people and telling them, I'll be with you in 1 second. Right? And even for Shema, we were makbid that for the first paragraph, one should not be doing, you know, kritzas einayim, you know, winking and nodding and doing all sorts of things. More mekel for the second bracha. But, right, we'll see that for benching, right, one should not be, okay, we'll see this when we get to Kutzai Yalef.
I remember that.
One should not be tightening bottle caps and passing dishes around. Okay, Simon Kuf Pei Dalet. Likba bracha makam suda v'ad kam yachal levarach umisha shachach lebeirach uvavsi. Okay, so we'll get some nitty gritty about benching here. Misha achal v'makam echad sarach levarach kodim shakim v'komo ayin le'el Simon Kuf ayin. That's right, we've seen this before. That if you benched in one place, if you ate in one place, you should bench before you leave.
In that place.
All right, now he says, V'im. V'im. Yotza mimakomo v'lo berech. And if he left and didn't bench, yimhaya b'mezid, Yach Shalom Kam Yivarach. So if it was on purpose, he has to go back to his place and bench. Right? And if he remembers, or whatever, if he's somewhere else, right? Let's use the classic case that you, you know, two situations, right? One is that you remember it and you're on the bus already to Manhattan by the close to the Lincoln Tunnel, or you're on your way to the bus and now you remember that you didn't bench. Both cases, right? So on the bus, you have to, like, take the next bus back, or the guy who's on his way to the bus is going to miss that bus, right? Have to take a later bus, right? He's supposed to turn around and bench back in the house, right? So the Shulchan Aruch said if it was b'mezid, you have to go back. But if it was b'shogeg, you don't. Hagav, v'daf l'das haram, v'das harosh v'lei daf b'shogeg yaslom l'chatila, b'mezid af b'dievet lo yotza. Right? So he says that the Rush, who argues on the Rambam, that even b'shogeg you have to go back l'chatila, so b'mezid, you're not even going to be yotze if you didn't go back. The Rambam will tell you, okay, you're on the bus, you're on your way to the bus. Rabbi Yonabar Rush, Gamhu Yasser, Lumakomo Vivarech, that even for Shogeg, you go back to where you were to bench. Okay. So, but the most important part of this is to know that you don't have the option of, okay, my ride is coming, I'll bench in the car, I'll bench wherever I get to, right? You have to bench in the place that you eat. Right, that's the critical halacha here. What happens if you mess it up? Well, you know, if you can rectify it, that's fine. You know, if it's you know, let's say someone who came to a bris here, right, and then he got the bench and he went home. You should come back here and bench. Right, we'll see. He can go eat bread at home, if and then bench over there. But you know, it could come up. So he says, Aleph Kodem Shiakar. So before a person gets up, you know, to go somewhere, he should bench. I mean, pina lapina, vila bayis gadol, mutter. If he's in the same room, then it doesn't really make a difference as long as he's still in that room. I feel like a she'ain room, a makom marishon, even if you can't see your first place. You go achore ha paravan, right? There's some sort of machitza there. Chiyotzi baze. Okay. Vim hayalo miniyash lo yuchal levarach ba'cheder shalach. Let's say there's a reason he can't bench in the place he ate. Right, so we have this idea, which we've had this idea in other places as well, right, that if you can at least see the place where you ate, that would work as well. Right, again, whatever reason the guy can't, right, whatever reason the guy can't bench there, so okay, I'll go to the room outside and look inside the room. And then, and if his intention was to eat some, you know, to eat somewhere else in that house, right? So then you can make a avilo enero makom harishon, right? If he planned on eating a different room, so he can go ahead. Right. Well, actually, he wasn't planning on eating another room. He was planning on benching in another room. Right. The room that he's in is maybe too dirty, too smelly to bench in. So fine. So he says mimakomo base kodem shakir mimakomo v'chol arba amos mimakom achilos v'chosh mimakom elchad v'yuchal atik mimakomo ide minia ketana. Right, I guess you can move from your place for whatever reason. Right, again, this does come up sometimes. Right, people have to know. Same we said was true for makom kavuas. Right, makom kavua means long as you're within 4 amos of your makom kavua. So someone takes your place and the seat next to it, behind it, in front of it is available. So you're still considered in your makom kavua. You don't have to toss the guy. Same is true for benching. So all of a sudden, you know, you're at a wedding, you're at somewhere, you know, and someone just took your seat. You know, you want a bench, and you're not allowed to tell the guy, you know, take a hike, you took my seat, go ahead and get within Dalet Amos, and then you're okay. And then the Rambam sheet is, it was amazing, you have to go back and bench. Even if you went a large distance, even more than 4 milin, right? again, it's assuming he's not going to have, his food's not going to be digested, so he still has the opportunity to bench, right? So even if he went a far distance, right, technically he goes to Manhattan, he's got to come back and bench. Right, unless he's so far that by his food will be totally digested, and so then he can make the bracha where he is. So, because obviously then you're going to lose your benching. Now I know there was some story with Rabbi Fran, and going back to the place where he originally ate.
I heard it on a tape
recently.
No, he was like, he was benching, it was like 100 degrees outside or something, and his daughter was at the table.
Yeah, we didn't know. We
forgot the bench or something. He went out and went back to Shiva, and then he realized. So he came back. He was like dripping. Made a big roshim on his daughter. Is that the story?
Okay, yeah, probably. There was something, right? Something. I knew there was some effect of that story other than the fact that he was a pious individual and came back to his makom. Right. You were talking about this?
Bar mitzvah. Oh. We were talking about doing it, like in the yard and all those different things.
Okay. We'll do one more. Yatza. Hayin afil hayamezin me'ab akirasa. Even if he left, right? Even if he left on purpose, right? Vigam hezaz bebracha, and he's just too lazy to go back. Right, so according to this Rambam Shita, he will be Yotze B'diavet. Actually, the next one. The Dasa Rambam. Right, so the Ramah says, that's the Rambam Shita, that we're not so B'diavet, we're not so Makbet. But according to the Rush, the Mazid, you're not even Yotze. So Ratzalom, the Sphere Lay. Even lechadchila, if you remember, so for mezid, right? Let's go back to your place. That's according to the Rambam, right? That he holds a lechadchila b'shogeg. You can go bench wherever you remember, right? But the das harosh, the af b'shogeg tzarach lechadchila, but according to the rush, even shog, you have to go back. It's not mezid. There has to be some additional chumrah for amazing guy. Right, so we'll see according to the achronim that you don't have to go back and bench, even if you were amazed when you departed. Okay, we'll see more about this tomorrow.
Okay.
Also, the town, yeah, I used to put the table set up in the dining room and then you also in the living room.